after this reading of the Passion and just have time for us to just sit quietly and reflect on what we just read. We're going to do that in just a second, but I wanted to give us some food for thought as we reflect, heading now into Holy Week. You know, how easy it is to follow the crowd, right? It was easy to be part of the crowd that welcomed Jesus, cheered him on. It was a victory parade. And it was easy to be part of the crowd that condemned him to death. It's easy to be part of the crowd. But in the account of the Passion, the crowd was not there for Jesus when he needed them most. The crowd did not go to the cross. The crowd abandoned Jesus. Only a few women and John went to the cross. So much for the crowd. You hold in your hand a symbol of victory. It recalls the palms used by those cheering in Jesus' victory parade. Jesus came to save the world from the original sin of Adam and Eve, the sin of pride, the lust for power. The powerful influencers of our times are threatened by God and are doing all they can to get us to follow their crowd. And the religious establishment is doing their bidding, just as they did with Jesus. Whether it is their acts of indoctrination or their threat of punishment, the powerful and their compliant religious establishment are compelling us to set down our victory palms and turn on Jesus. And it's working. And people are leaving in droves. Here's the deal. In these most evil times in all of salvation history, you're it. You are the remaining spiritual wise. You know better than to drop your victory palm and follow the crowd. However, like Peter and those close to Jesus, will you drop your victory palm and remain silent and inactive at a safe distance? You see, that is exactly why evil is so easily advancing in our times. We know not to betray God with our sins of commission. It will fall every once in a while. We'll get right back in the confessional, get back in our good graces, right? We know better. You're the spiritually wise. But here's our great propensity in our times. And this is what I want us to reflect on. And this is the sentence we will face on Judgment Day. Because these are the times you and I are living in. You are what's left. You're it. You're it. And those are the sins of omission. So a sin of omission is a failure by a person to take an action that one ought to do and that is in with one's power. Peter and the boys weren't cheering, "Crucify him, crucify him," but they stayed at a safe distance. They distanced themselves in even knowing Jesus Christ. They remained silent. They let it happen. No! They didn't follow the crowd, but they stayed safe and silent, didn't they? That's how we'll be judged. You're it. You're what remains. Here's the first task at hand. You better vote Tuesday. Can't tell you who to vote for, but you're spiritually wise and you know well who to vote for. But you gotta go vote. See, that's a great example of a sinnable mission. Oh, you know, I got to go shopping and golfing. I can't really. No! Here we are heading into Holy Week. And I pray you believe as I do. These are the most evil times in all of salvation history. Why? Because what's being ushered in has never, ever been ushered in before. Those in power believe this is their time. The religious establishment is complying with them. You're it. If you don't stand up, if you don't do something that you ought to do that's within your power, you will be judged for that. We're heading into Holy Week. Let's not drop our victory palm.